Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, in this time, let's give the Lord thanks for the gift of salvation and also for the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray.
Lord,
Father, we give
you
all the glory. We give you all the praise.
With other
Mighty God, we bless you for salvation,
pray.
Also
thank
the opportunity
you,
to gather
Jesus,
with other believers in your presence. To pray, Almighty God, we say thank you. Thank you for making us part of your family. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you, Lord, the opportunity to meet in the heat of this day. Lord, we bless you for another time of encounter. We don't take it for granted. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be your holy name.
Thank
this
you,
afternoon in Jesus'
name
precious name.
Jesus.
Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14 says, where there's no guidance, a people falls, but in the abundance of counselors there's safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's thank God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. Please open your mouth in the depth of your heart and pray this prayer,
you,
both
God,
in your understanding and in the language
purpose
of the Spirit. Father, we thank you for the preservation of life and
Jesus
purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. In the precious name of Jesus, my Father and my God, we are grateful. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Our leadership is preserved. Our membership is preserved. Thank you, Lord. We give you all the glory. We bless your name this afternoon, Lord Jesus. Not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto you be all glory and honor forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, have we given thanks. Psalm 51, verse 17 says, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let's ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Father, I love you, I praise you, I adore you, glorify thy name in all the earth.
Glorify thy name.
Isaiah 46, verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Say, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, let us pray, asking that the will of God for our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to its end time kingdom agenda, let it be established. Open your mouth on the depth of your heart, both in your understanding and in the language of the Spirit. Lord, establish your purpose concerning my life. Establish your purpose concerning Glow Music Ministry in relation to your end time agenda in the name of Jesus. Father, whatever you purpose, for which reason, Lord, we are on earth at this time, Lord, let that stand. Let your counsel stand. Lord, do your own pleasure concerning us, O God, and the ministry. We submit to your will, O God. We submit to your purpose. We submit, O Lord Jesus, to your counsel that we're saying, let it stand. Let your counsel stand. Let your purpose, Lord, be fulfilled in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 9 says, and the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Therefore, we are praying one more time that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. For he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart and pray this prayer, both in your understanding and the language of the Spirit. Lord, establish, Lord Jesus. We are asking that let the work of our hands see the fruitfulness that comes from you alone. For it is only the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and adds no sorrow. In the name of Jesus, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we continue to serve you faithfully, Lord. For the yield that we get will still come back to serve the kingdom. It will still come back to serve the society. It will still come back to serve our families and ourselves as well. All to your glory, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve you faithfully. Oh God, we submit it all to you. In the name of Jesus. 3 John chapter 1 verse 2 says, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. And 1 Peter 2:24 says, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And therefore, we are praying finally, enforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Therefore, let's pray this prayer from the depth of our hearts, both in our understanding and in the language of the Spirit. Father, ensure we enforce, Lord, your provision of divine health over our lives, our families, and all that concerns us, leadership, and the entire membership of the ministry. We will not be held back by health challenges. We will not be stopped by health challenges. In the name of Jesus, whenever you call for us, we'll be ready, like soldiers ready to battle. In the name of Jesus, my God, may we enforce your provision of divine health from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We abide in divine health in the name of Jesus. Make abada bashataya badada boshaga dana bayane rabakabaliana mashatai. In the name of Jesus, give the Lord thanks for answered prayer. Bless the name of the Lord this afternoon. He has been good to us. These opening praises, you should enter his gates with thanksgiving and his God to praise. We should exalt his name as we fulfill this. We know that at the release of his word, we would receive healing, we would receive deliverance, we would have an encounter that would not make us the same. Give the Lord thanks. Father, we are grateful. We bless you and we honor you in the precious name of Jesus. Let's thank the Lord with this song. our source or end. Asida Kenya Kopon Awadin any to me and Shura Gani Dinda. Let's sing it together. And you are so
Jesus.
Amen.
Today we are here to pray as our custom is at Bethel Encounter Glorious Friday. So we are here to pray. And today's prayer is going to be on praying for faithful vision helpers. So the title today is Pray for Faithful Vision Helpers. And under that, the subtopic is identify problems. Our first point today is that every vision solves a problem. It's something that we need to understand. That as we are in the month of running with a vision, we need to understand that every vision is to solve a problem. Yes, we know that vision is a picture of a future state. But in essence, the vision solves the problem, which sometimes starts right from the current situation into the future. It is the vision that corrects that problem in order to have a future state, which is glorious. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, to have a vision, as I've said, is simply to see the solution to a problem which has been revealed to you. Please say after me that to have a vision,
to have a vision,
simply to see the solution,
simply to see the solution
to a problem which has been revealed to you,
to a problem which has been revealed to you.
So in Genesis chapter 1 verse 2, we see that and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of the Lord moved upon the face of the waters. Seeing what the problem is, moving, you need to take your time to see what the issue is to be able to bring a solution to it. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 3, the very next verse, and then you see, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. In Psalm 82, verse 5, We read that they know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. The first phrase, they know not. Until it has been revealed to you, or until you know what a problem is, there's nothing you can do about it. You'll continue to wander out of course. I mean, for years, it could be for centuries, generations, still wandering just out of course, moving to and fro, and yet no change, because it has not been revealed to you. The problem has not been revealed to you. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter whether you went to the best schools. It doesn't matter whether you are coming from a rich family. It doesn't matter whether you are in political office. If a problem has not been revealed to you, there is nothing you can do about it. And that is why the enemy sometimes holds families in bondage for years, using ignorance. You just can't see. And until God brings in with the requisite knowledge, you are stuck in there. We thank God for revelation. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Revelation by the Holy Spirit. And that's why today, everybody who has not given their life to Christ, hearing this word, I will entreat you at the end of this sermon, the opportunity will be given. When the Holy Spirit comes into your life through the salvation of Christ Jesus, that is when you get revelation. And what you thought was right, you begin to see that this is a problem. And until you see that problem, the solution may keep eluding you. Your life will change in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
So we ought to pray for the grace to see both the problems and the solutions. Please say after me, both the problems and the solutions.
Both the problems and the solutions.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether at your workplace, whether in your family, at your school, wherever you are, may the Lord grant you revelation so that your presence there will have impact on whatever vision you are serving under. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Our second point is that the vision bearer is also a helper. Many a time, people refer to the vision as your vision. They say, oh, pastor, your vision. They tell the founder of the business, oh, that's your vision. I recall one time there was a prayer meeting, and then a group of people were praying for the vision bearer, the one through whom the vision came by the grace of God. Now, the one introducing the topic was saying that, oh, let's pray for this pastor. And we thank God for his vision, his vision, his vision. And then when I just heard, I said, oh, this person raising the prayer is not a helper. We fail to understand that even the first person, that's the vision bearer, he just happens to be the first helper. And sometimes vision bearers or the first helpers, let me put it that way, the first helpers to the vision, who is the vision bearer, sometimes they have a certain sense of entitlement or some fake feeling of self-importance, thinking that, oh, as for this vision, yes, Tatashi, the only vision which is this, as if there's no other vision like this vision. Meanwhile, scripture says that there's nothing new under the sun. We need to understand that we are not the only people, or you are not the only one assigned to solve this problem. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 22, then said Elijah unto the people, even I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Look at what Elijah was saying, that he was the only prophet of the Lord in town. In verse 18 of 1 Kings 19, look at what God is saying. Yet I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which had not kissed him. So see what in his flesh, what he was thinking, that he was the only one. And see what the Lord was saying. Please tell your neighbor, you are not the only one. You are not the only one. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not the only one whose vision is to raise ministers. You are not the only one whose vision is to raise leaders. You are not the only one whose vision is to go to schools. Don't feel too important in yourself. Humble yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You are not the only one who wants to build a business in IT. There are many people solving that problem. It is just by grace that it has been revealed to you. Amen.
Amen.
Please say after me, Lord, have mercy upon me.
Lord, have mercy upon me.
Grant me a heart of humility.
Grant me a heart of humility.
To serve you in humility, Lord.
To serve you in humility, Lord.
There are many people playing different roles of their vision. And so we ought to be humble. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 3, Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly, for it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. So Elijah, when you were thinking that you were the only prophet, someone moved by God had taken 100 prophets and had shed them 50-50 into caves. And then was feeding them. Somebody somewhere is doing something, and so we must be humble. As a matter of fact, because of time today, we are going to pray this prayer on humility, and we are going to end there. You are praying that, Lord, please help me not to feel too important. There are people who think that, oh, I am the number one music minister who is coming. And when I come, like when I show forth like this, everybody else will be under. Put your hand upon your heart today and begin to pray that, Lord, have mercy upon me. Anytime I've thought of myself to be too important, today this person, you criticize this person, tomorrow you criticize that person. There are people you don't even know about who are in the same ministry in which you are. It is important that you serve in humility and you always bring yourself low. You are praying that, Lord, please help me. Walk me to walk in perpetual humility. Acknowledging the truth that I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. Shaka bada baya. Help me, Lord, to walk in humility. 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 Anytime I've thought to myself that I was too important, that I was the only one, help me, Lord, have mercy upon me. Have mercy upon me. You are the only wise God. You are the only wise God. You are the only wise God. You are the one who you only know all the provisions you have made, all the people, Lord, that you have assigned to this cause. In the name of Jesus. Our second and last prayer is that sometimes we feel so demotivated because we feel that the area of our service is choked. And it is because we don't want to feel like what we are doing for the Lord, everybody is doing it. But we fail to understand that everybody is playing their role based on the revelation that God has given unto them. And so we ought to be faithful to that which the Lord has revealed to us. For it is about the Lord's call and not about the service of men. Hallelujah. You are praying right now that, Lord, please forgive me for any time that I have discounted my place of call. And you're also praying that, Lord, grant me the grace to constantly walk in revelation. Because it is when we lack revelation at a point in time, that is when we start looking at people and stop focusing on what God has asked us to do. Please lift up your voice and begin to pray. Anytime that I've thought to myself that my area of service, the place is saturated, oh Lord, it's because I was looking at people and not looking at what you've told me. Please forgive me. Forgive me. It was because I focused on others. I focused on the space and not focusing on your clear assignment for me. Lord, have mercy upon me. Please forgive me. I pray that, Lord, grant me the grace to walk in revelation. The grace to walk in revelation. The grace to walk in revelation. My area of service where you have called me into. To walk in revelation. Not looking at anybody. Not looking at any man. Lord, but looking up to you. The author and finisher of my faith. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Revelation starts in Christ Jesus. Except you give your life to Christ, where you become born again, you have no place in eternal life. For it is only Jesus who is the way. He is the only way. So, Pastor, are you not being discriminatory? Please, it's the scripture. That is what the provision God has made. And that is why you are privileged to hear about this offer today. Don't reject it in the name of discrimination. Because we cannot help ourselves as men. Only God can help us. Because he made us, not we ourselves. In Hebrews 11, 6. So you are praying. This short prayer after me. According to Psalm 100, you are saying this prayer shortly after me. And then after you say this prayer, the Spirit of the Lord, that's the Holy Spirit, will come and live in your heart because of the seal of Christ upon your life. Say that, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you have made me and not myself. Today, I thank you for this gift of salvation that you've made available for my life. I surrender my life completely to you. Please come into my heart. Be my Lord, be my Savior, and be my King forever and ever. And please grant me your Holy Spirit, so that I can live a life which is pleasing unto you alone. I thank you for forgiving me of my sins and for your mercy upon my life, my King. In Jesus' name have I prayed with thanksgiving. Let's worship. Amen.
Amen. Well, we thank you. I give you all the glory. Let's worship the one who has released grace unto us, who has power over all things, and has the ability to carry us through our assignments in the day of the Lord. Amen. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory, wisdom, thanksgiving, and honor, power and might belongs to our God. Amen, amen, amen. Blessed.
If you just said this prayer, contact us via email info@glowministry.com or call or chat with us 2026-000-9090. God richly bless you.
Amen. Our might, power, and might belongs to our God forever and ever. Yeah, one more time, power and might. Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen. God bless you for joining in today's service. We will meet at 6 p.m. prompt on Sunday. Shalom.